Would you rather be given more money to then spend on your child from your ex-partner or more free time?
More free time. And I'd make more money.
That is the killer answer. That is amazing.
That's the truth.
I'd like the money.
Welcome to Unfiltered, the podcast from Netmoms that brings you the unfiltered truth about parenting. I'm your host, Caroline Verdon, and each episode I'm joined by a panel of real-life parents to hash out those controversial parenting issues. You can find out more about them in our Meet the Panel trailer. On today's episode, I'm joined by Peach, Priscilla and Sam, and we're talking about child maintenance. Is it enough? Should parents get a say in what their ex spends the child maintenance on? Let's see what this lot has to say about it.
So obviously it's like, it's calculated, you know, they look at income, they look at your outgoings, they figure out what it is that a person should pay for child maintenance. Do you think it's enough? How much do you think partners should be paying?
Where do we sit on this? It depends on the custody agreement. So if you split custody completely down the middle, then, you know, you're sharing it completely. If it's like a weekend, I wish I had a free whole weekend, to be honest, then it should, you pay more.
You just say you wish you had a free weekend?
Yeah, because every other weekend, I think the dads are meant to have your child every other weekend for the whole weekend. Doesn't happen for me. My child's dad gets her from school at 4 on a Friday and then drops her home at 8:50 in the morning. And I don't even get, it's not even 24 hours.
Yeah.
And it's a nightmare.
You know, like Breakfast Club is £7.50, yeah. After School Club is £10 per day.
Oh, yeah.
You've already gotten £20 a day. Yeah. That's just for clubs.
And her classes. So, yeah, her classes are £100 a month for gymnastics. And after school club, when she wants to go, that's £15 a week.
Exactly.
I just pay for it. I just can't bother it. Anyone who doesn't want to actually contribute to your child, you're just, you've no value.
Yeah.
Go away.
Waste cadet.
I find like the concept of how little can I get away with spending.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
It's like crazy.
In my mind, it would be a sit down. Like, let's just say my husband and I split, and for whatever reason, my husband had the kids more than I did. I would be going, okay, well, how much can I afford to give? Not how much can I claw
That's a mentality back. Thing. That's a mentality
for
thing.
For me, it's always whatever life my child experienced or quality of life my child experienced while we were together, I would want that same level maintained. If me and my wife did split up, I would want that. And for me, I'd cut my cloth accordingly because they're a representation of me.
Yeah.
The way that I was always brought up is my mum and dad worked like two jobs. And as far as they were concerned, they would rather go without as long as we were with, because we were a representation of them. There's no way that I'm giving the bare minimum to my child and then they are not getting the best version of their mother because their mother is stressed about how they're going to put food on the plate or heat the house or keep the lights on. That for me doesn't make any sense because they're never going to get the best version of their primary carer, but then they get the best version of me, or because I'm doing everything out of spite for my former other half.
Wish everyone thought like you.
Yeah. So does that mean then that let's say, you know, you and your wife split. If you found out that your wife was spending some of the child maintenance money on having a spa day or whatever, what would your sort of reaction be?
As long as my child doesn't need or want for anything, then 100%, because ultimately that's going to make my ex-partner be the best mother that she can be at that particular point in time, as opposed to at her end's tether, feeling like there is no break apart from when I have my court mandated or agreed time. That isn't beneficial. It's not, for me, it's not just about the amount of money that's given over. It's also what comes with that in terms of just the psychological safety of my former partner because their psychological safety and their well-being and their mental health has a direct impact on the quality of care that they give to the child.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And
yeah.
I'm still responsible for that because I chose to lay with this person and I chose to have a child with this person.
That responsibility
doesn't fade stop away. We're no longer together because my child still has my surname. They still share half of my DNA. They have to be a better representation of what I am and what I could have been. And in that is making sure that the environment that they're in and as much as I can support in that environment is the best germination ground for their seeds ultimately grow.
And that's a real man's perspective.
Exactly.
Like a real man will, if you're not going to be a husband, okay,
at least
that does not mean that you're not going to now be a father.
Yeah.
And a lot of these men, I've got a lot of friends who've experienced it, they leave and they go, oh, well, you're not going to be with me. Oh, I'm not going to give you this money. I'm going to take the car away. I'm going to watch you struggle.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, you're all going to hell if you're like that. And it's 100%. Coercive control, which is disgusting. And that's what leads to a lot of women getting mental illness.
Yeah. Yes.
Look at the bigger picture and be a real man like Sam.
100%.
I think it's really interesting, like, the perspective of, do you know what? Like, I made this decision to lay with you. I made this decision. We were going to have a kid, and that is the lifelong.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the lifelong
thing.
Outcome. I can understand though why perhaps some partners might think, well, hang on a minute. Why are you spending your money on this, and why are you not buying the other? Do you think an ex should be able to have any say in where the money gets spent at all?
Sometimes, though. There's the minority though. There are women that are just careless and that don't give a about their children and do spend all their money on themselves, and they're not buying those after school clubs. They're not doing those extracurricular things for their kids. And
I think only if there's concerns about it.
Do you know?
If like they looked scruffy kids were saying I've not ate and this and that the other, then okay, question me. If your kid looks immaculate and is happy and is not going without, unless you split the custody, do not question me.
Yeah.
Because she's warmed, she's fed, she's happy. Don't question. Unless you're concerned, then speak up. Then, but if not, shut your mouth.
You know, I think as well is if you're going to court to deal with something, then whatever you've been instructed to pay can't be enough. Because if you were dealing with your situation properly, there's no way your partner will drag you to court. Why did they do that?
Yeah,
because you weren't doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So whatever the question was, you know, is it enough? Answer is no.
And I mean, do more. If there are particular things that you want your child to be a part of, if it's in my time, I would pay for it. If it's in the primary carer's time, and I want them to partake in that, then I've got to find the extra money. I'm not mandating or demanding that my child do this extracurricular activity, but I want you to make it work out of what I currently give you. It needs to be over and above, because that money I already give you, you've already allotted for where that ultimately goes and how you're carving that up. So anything additional needs to be balanced. I do have friends of mine who have kind of gone through that journey, and they started off with a real kind of, how dare you break up with me, and I'm going to make you pay, etc. And they've gone through that kind of self-reflection and introspection to go, I wasn't doing that for the benefit of my child. I was doing that because I was just hurt.
Yeah.
And that person that hurt me, I was focusing all of my energy there, but without realizing that it's like a stone being dropped into a pond. What you drop into your ex-partner ripples out, and the person that's going to be the first ripple effect that it crashes into is going to be your child.
I think it can be really hard though. Like it's quite idealistic to. And we all hope that if we were in that situation, we would be able to be grown, you know, and to be able to
and
think.
And amicable.
And have this situation where we can say, do you know what, I won't do, this is going to hurt my child and this is not. Mm. But I think in reality, most of us haven't seen that in our lives, mirrored. And that's a really hard...
It's horrible
position to be in, and a hard thing to achieve, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's everyone, no matter who you are, male, female, or however you prescribe, we all have an ego. And nobody likes their ego being dented or bruised. But you've also got to realise that your ego can also be your own worst enemy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if it gets in your own way, what that ripple effect can be breaks everything. And effectively, your ex-partner could say you're an absolute waste man, you're a dirtbag, you're useless, you're pathetic. Let your ego get in the way, and it becomes a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
If your baby dad don't hate you, you're pussy trash.
Yeah.
All my girls' baby dads hate them because they're all doing well. But you can, for them.
But, the thing is, there's always a level of respect, irrespective. Like, I may not get on with you, I may not even want to talk to you, but I've got to respect the fact that you are ultimately looking after my child.
You're thinking from a civilised point of view.
Of course.
And not everyone's civilised.
Not everyone is civilised. And more people are not. Yes. From experience and my friends, it's never gone that way. I wish more people was like you, but it's not. But the girls, they work, their mums, their dads, they are fix my daughter's bike, I take her to all the clubs. Yeah. It's just a lot. And I work. It is so long. I'd love a bit of help.
Yeah.
I'd love it.
It's a conversation amongst men in particular that we need to have a lot more of about what it means to actually be a man and take hold of your responsibilities, irrespective of whatever relationship you have with partner, ex-partner, because those responsibilities are effectively, they're yours until they're 18.
And it affects the child. That's all it affects. Yeah. It happened to me. Mm. My mum and dad divorced and he got a new partner, new family, and left, and I didn't see him. Yeah. And it gives you like issues, trust issues. Growing up, it's definitely had an effect on me.
It's absolutely going to. And I think as well, you know, seeing that all and having gone through that experience, that must have made it extra hard for you.
Yeah.
Because you'd be so aware of like the patterns that you've already seen happen and not repeating them.
I think it was mad probably for my dad because my dad, what he'd done to my mum, like, and then he just kind of got on with his life and his life got better. Then what happened to me, I think my dad seeing it to me, what he'd done, I think that was a bit of an eye-opener for him. I bet you think he thought, whoa, actually. Yeah, so karma does come in mad ways.
It does.
I mean, how do you deal with it, Priscilla, where, you know, we talk about how hard it must be to, you know, only get X amount, but how do you deal with it where there is zero.
No.
I don't ask for anything either. I believe in leaving people where they lie.
Yep.
I will never push you to do anything you don't want to organically do from your own heart. I just feel like my mum always said to me, like, leave sleeping dogs, let them lie. Don't aggravate and
amen
all that.
To your mum.
Do you know what I mean? And so I was like, it's fine. It's going to be harder. But I'm happy to get free jobs, you know what I mean? I'm happy to do that stuff. Hence why I started my company in the first place and started writing books and things like that. I was like, I'll do something on the side that can generate that, you know? I don't need that. That's ag for no reason, do you know what I mean?
How beautiful.
And you know, I think one of the things that is obviously hard when people separate on kids is the relationship kids have with those parents and how parents' relationships of between themselves as adults can interfere with the relationship that kids have with their parents. But what a way of standing back and saying, do you know what? You're welcome to whatever relationship you want and I'm building a relationship. And when my child is older, they will have seen nothing but love and they will make their own
and
choices.
And he will grow up and haunt you and you will die.
Die!
No, like, you know, I just think it's fine. Do you know what I mean? And I want my son to live with that bitterness as well. Mm. Don't have hatred in his heart. Yeah. And the only way for me to do that is to be the example and go,
it's okay.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Suck it up for
him. It's okay.
Otherwise, it can live in your head, doesn't it? I've got friends and that she's so stuck in this. He doesn't give and he's doing this and he's doing that. And I just think, oh my God, I don't care what he's doing. Yeah. I don't care. Mother, you give that little amount. Your number even saved in my phone. I don't care.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't care. Do you feel good doing that? It's cool. Your one will get his karma. Watch.
Do you know what I mean? And my son is the sweetest, kindest person because of it. You know what I mean? It took a lot. Trust me. I had to talk to myself quite a while, you know, for a few good years. And I was like, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. No, but it's not okay. Yeah. I deserve this. I shouldn't have. No, what I deserve is to be happy.
Mm.
And chasing someone for something isn't happiness. So I'm just going to chase my own. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's where you spend your energy, right? At the end of the day, your energy is capital. And you can spend your energy chasing somebody that doesn't want to be engaged and doesn't want to be, and then you're then going to have little or less energy to focus on your main priority, which is your little soldier, and that's also part of it. That's where I kind of come from, the fact that I don't want my ex-partner to waste energy hounding me for stuff.
Imagine
when their energy should be focused on the fact that they are the primary carer. Exactly. And granted, all right, I get every other weekend and I get a little parental holiday twice a month. But you're dealing with the brunt of it all of the time, the ups and downs that I can't be there for. The last thing you then need to worry about is, do I have enough money for after school club? Do I have enough money for the heating, for the food? Because that shouldn't be an additional worry that should be added onto the Everest that is parenting as it is.
And I will be handing out tickets to the Sam fan club.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'll be available t-shirts. We've got all the merch.
I heart Sam.
Hey. Gonna make him blush, guys.
Still asking him for his brother, but he's not giving it to me.
You've been listening to Unfiltered, a Net Mums podcast with me, Caroline Verdon, and our panel of real-life parents. Just a reminder that none of this has been actual parenting advice for obvious reasons, but you can find plenty of that over at netmums.com, where you can connect with an online community of parents in the forums, you can access a whole load of useful articles, blogs, recipes, activity ideas, and support. If you've got an opinion on today's conversation, head over to the Net Mums socials to have your say. And remember to click follow on this podcast. And do leave us a cheeky 5-star review wherever you're listening. We'll see you next time.